Hello, everybody. How's it going today? Today is June the 15th, 2017. And you know what? I've been all over the place this summer with different music. I wanted to change it up a bit last week, and so I played. I talked about some music, and I didn't want to just talk about it and just kind of cut off after a few minutes like I usually do. So I talked about a few albums that I really liked that were kind of low-key, maybe not low-key, but very soothing for the summer, like the Beach Fossils. Very awesome. So now I want to talk more about the other day for my father. I went and got some tickets to Huey Lewis in the News, and that was really awesome. His opening act, Jamie Kent, I believe is the name. It's a country folk singer. It's like a three-man band, I believe. I'd never actually heard of the guy, but very awesome. I don't know if it's online anywhere, but he did a cover of Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears, and that was, it was good. I don't know if it was good because it was funny, or it was good because it was funny and he was so talented, but yeah, it was pretty good. And so then there was about a few minutes, I thought it'd be like a 30 minute wait time, but pretty much as soon as he went off, there's about 10 minutes or something. And then Huey Lewis came on. And I tell you what, it was like CD quality. It was, boom. I thought with him being so old and so many years later or whatever, it wouldn't be really that great. But people were going crazy. People were up and dancing. And it was a great time. And he sounded awesome. And I tell you what, unlike all these other bands out there that are like Steve Miller Band or Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, where they're great and the bands are pretty good, this band is phenomenal. Like, everyone is awesome. From the drummer to the saxophonist to even him who does the harmonica. Awesome, awesome, awesome work. There was a whole section, I guess they do at all their concerts, where they do this a cappella. where they sing them and stuff. That was pretty cool. But yeah, if you ever get a chance, go see Huey Lewis in the News. Very cool. So now I'm going to break it down. A few of the bands that I've really liked over time, it would be Radiohead, great stage presence. The Roots, very energetic. Weird Al, it's like watching live music videos. Awesome. Awesome performance. Of Monsters and Men, another great one. Tove Lo, pretty good. And then Slayer, I'd have to throw them in there. They were pretty good. And it's funny because I'm not really even a huge Slayer fan, but I'm going to throw Slayer in there because that was probably my first time being in a real mosh pit. I mean, I've been in little local mosh pits, but that doesn't count. But when you're in a real Slayer mosh pit, you feel like a huge, awesome badass. And then going to see my favorite punk band, Against Me, last year. That was probably a highlight of my life. But what about you guys? You can email me anytime, jaketatlick@gmail.com. That's jaketatlick@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter. That's at Scatter with Jake. You can find me on Instagram. That's On Air with Jake. And Snapchat is also On Air with Jake. Right now, I'm currently sitting with my beautiful girlfriend, and we are watching the new episodes of the new season of Orange is the New Black. And I don't know about you, but for me, last two seasons maybe, I was just kind of like, you know what, I love this show. But I was getting kind of bored of it. It was just the same thing over and over again. Piper this or whatever. It was just boring, you know. I don't care. So this season, if you were feeling at all like that, it freaking turns you upside down on your head and poops on your chest, you know, kind of thing. It just flips your whole world upside down. It's just like, what? So, honestly, as I say this, I can't wait to watch the next episode to see what's going to happen. And maybe by this time next week, I'll have watched some more, and I can talk about that some more and talk some more music. Currently, I've been listening to some more Beach Fossils, and I think I started my day with some Alessia Cara. She doesn't have anything out new, I don't believe. I think she might have had a single, but it's just some nice soothing stuff for the morning. And some London Grammar. Never really listened to them too much, but holy crap, that's some good stuff. If you like Florence and the Machine and Churches and Adele, it's like somewhere in between all that. I was like, this is really good. She's got a really good voice there. And some Rancid. That's all been today. And I'm going to break all that down. And then I think next week is going to be my midsummer favorite album review. And yeah, so let me know what you guys think. Have a wonderful day.